Opera, the land of danger, drama, and sensuality, where tenors and sopranos are lovers and a jealous baritone and mezzo lurk in the background with schemes aplenty. These characters sing of their woes and their triumphs. But who comments on these actions and drives the plot forward? Often it's the chorus, an unsung hero, but a most important part of the story. Here to talk about this very group of players and singers is Sandra Horst, chorus master of the Canadian Opera Company. Welcome to Classical Mornings.
Hi, Audie. Thanks. Glad to be here.
Oh, so glad to have you here. So let's talk about the chorus, like chorus and opera, the way you view it, and in particular, the fantastic chorus that you are the chorus mistress of for the Canadian Opera Company.
Well, I think you put it very clearly. The chorus is always the people, the character that is commenting on the action that's taking place in the opera.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whether it's, you know, they're for a certain character or against or just making a statement, they're always there to have some kind of influence and comment.
Yeah. I guess it dates back to even the plays by Greek, like Sophocles, when he had like the ancient chorus that would come forward in a group of six or seven and comment, except now they do it with gorgeous music.
Yes, they do.
So the COC opens their season with Nabucco, and Nabucco is full of stunning music and also stunning choral music. Just take us a little bit through the kind of stuff that the chorus comments on and sings about in this opera.
Well, the chorus actually starts the show, which is excellent. And they start out as commenting on the state of their land and, you know, being frustrated. And it's a very powerful opening to the opera.
It's unusual to have a chorus open the opera.
Verdi does it in several instances.
Oh, does he?
But yes,
okay.
It's very powerful, and they really speak to the condition of the people. And
that's very Brechtian too, though, actually, right? Yeah.
And the whole first part is primarily the chorus.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's very exciting, and then they continue on. As the thing in Nabucco is that the chorus has to play many different characters.
Characters, yeah. How large is the chorus for this opera?
It's 56.
That's pretty big, right?
People. Yeah, it's one of the largest choruses we've had in a while.
I sung with the Canadian Opera Company chorus, was fortunate enough for many years, but not under your beautiful baton. But I remember that Eugene Onegin, for example, has a huge chorus, Ush kak pomas dumas tochu, right at the beginning
yes,
of the opera.
Yes.
And that speaks to the joviality of the people and everything, right?
Yes, for sure. The opera usually, the tone is set sometimes by how the chorus, the mood of the chorus at the beginning of the show.
Right. Yeah. What are you looking for in a singer who wants to join your chorus? What qualities?
Well, to have a certain amount of training is helpful because some of the music we sing is very difficult and very challenging. And, you really need to be able to have strong musical skills for sure. You also have to have a voice that has, you know, a bit of weight and sound. It is opera, and at times, you know, we have to make a lot of noise. So, you know, a sizable sound.
Yeah. So, for example, if you were conducting Bach, just for our listeners, you would be looking for, if it's an oratorio, a different kind of voice for the choir, right?
Yes, for sure. Something that is more blendable. Not that we don't blend, but the opera chorus is made up of many individual voices that need to speak in their own individual way as characters and not necessarily come together for a Bach choral sound.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And many of the singers, again, I remember this too, have solo careers, so they're soloists in their own right, but they have been picked and chosen to be also part of this wonderful company and lend those that heft to the opera.
Yes, for sure.
Mm. How do hopefuls contact you? Is there information on the website about auditions? Are they yearly? When do you hold them?
Yes, have your materials in by December 31st, and
okay.
You can go on the website, and there is a contact person to send them to. And the auditions are held usually in like late January, early February. Mm-hmm. And everyone who sends in their materials and applies gets heard.
That is wonderful because, you know, when singers are young, I'm thinking of Glenn Gould School or so, they're always thinking, where can I audition? Where might it matter? Where can I be heard? And you're saying, we will hear you.
We will hear everyone.
That is wonderful.
Everybody, yeah.
I know we're going to talk about Nabucco. Well, we already have, in fact, and I know you are very busy with that, but you also wear another hat. And you are the music director of the opera school at U of T?
Yes, I am. Yeah, so I'm the head of opera.
How do you juggle that?
It's a great daytime activity for me.
Right.
The chorus, the great thing about the chorus is that they are all people who have other jobs as well. So the chorus works in the evenings and on weekends.
Right.
So I can be at the university during the days, during the week. And it's wonderful working with the young up-and-coming singers at opera school.
And I bet you hear great voices there and you think, you should maybe audition for the Canadian Opera Company and so forth.
Yes, absolutely.
So you have your finger on the pulse, right?
Yeah.
Just to round out the season, I forget, you know, all the wonderful operas that are on display there, but there are other great chorus operas as well. I mean, Faust has also chorus, right?
Faust is magnificent. Oh. And this production is brand new. It's going to be excellent. The singers are fabulous. The chorus is fabulous. It's going to be a very exciting show.
Oh, so people should really head on over there.
Oh, see both of them for sure.
Yeah. Oh, so great. We've been speaking with Sandra Horst, chorus master of the Canadian Opera Company. Nabucco, the opening production that features the great chorus right at the start, as you said, Sandra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Opens October the 4th and runs to the 25th. So for more information, visit coc.ca. Sandra, thank you so much for stopping by. I know you're incredibly busy. Do you have a rehearsal tonight?
No, it's the free night tonight.
The free night and you're here?
It's okay. It's morning.
In Boca Lupo, as they say.
Thank you very much.
And we thought we would actually play probably the most famous chorus opera, it could be one of the most famous chorus numbers in the entire catalog of opera.
I would say it's right up there.
Va Pensiero from Nabucco Act 3.